Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for devotion is taken from the book of Lamentations, chapter 1, verses starting from 1 to 7. Book of Lamentations, chapter 1, verses from 1 to 7. How lonely sits the city that is full of people. How like a widow is she who was great among the nations? The princess among the provinces has become a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night. Her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into captivity. Under her affliction and hard servitude, she dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in dire straits. The roads to Zion mourn because no one comes to the set feast. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper, for the Lord has afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone into captivity because before the enemy. And from the daughter of Zion, all her splendor has departed. Her princes have become like deer that find no pasture, that flee without strength before the pursuer. In the days of her affliction and roaming, Jerusalem remembers all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old. When her people fell into the hand of the enemy, with no one to help her, the adversaries saw her and mocked at her downfall. Here ends the Bible reading. Oh, dear brothers and sisters, you'd have seen how the fall of Jerusalem was, how the fall of Judah was. And do you think that you complain God for all these things that happened? No. For the transgressions, for the wage of the transgressions and the multitude of sins that had piled up upon the head of the land that had caused them to fall and crumble. They had seen that their adversaries, their persecutors, their enemies prosper and overtaking them in their lives. And to them, it was a servitude, a prolonged servitude, and the test of time that they had to go through. For the Lord had afflicted them with severe affliction, for the curse was beyond measure. For the curse is a reflection or even the repercussion of the sins that has been performed by them. So what they're doing now, they have once sown the sin and now they're reaping the results and the fruit of the sin, which is the fruit of bitterness. There is no joy in them. There is no joy or mirth, for Judah is remembering the days of his old, how she was happy and glad, and what a comfort that they had in their lives. Now they remember the days of old, the days of blessing. But now they are reaping the fruit of malediction, for they have gone away from the days of benediction. My dear brothers and sisters, this is a time for us to think and to change our lives. For God is not a God who will appreciate all things that you do. When you are in His presence, when you are walking in His statutes and commandments, when you're keeping His word, then He accepts you as His child. But when your transgressions, when your iniquities are overflowing, and when you are going away from the presence of God, not even remembering how God had dealt with you, when you're wanting to be in Egypt, when God had redeemed you and have given you the land of Canaan, but when you wanted to go back to Egypt, and where you were a slave over there, but God had redeemed you and made you a master of flocks. But you are dealing wrongly, you are dealing treacherously, and this is the wage of the sin that the God is gonna afflict you with, the wage of your iniquities. For every action, whatever you do, there is a consequence. Every action should be having a consequence, else the justice cannot be provided, right? When you call God as our best judge, when you call that God is our lawmaker, when a God is our justice provider, then that should be a consequence or the fruit that you are going to reap. That's why King Solomon, he says that. In the book of Solomon, he says, or in Ecclesiastes chapter, he says that. You sow with tears and you reap with gladness. So whatever you have sown with a dull heart, with tears, with sorrow, God is making you to reap with utter joy, happiness. So God wants you to put in your effort. God wants you to toil yourself and achieve your goal. God doesn't want you to be lazy and to be overwhelming with the comfort that He had given you. But God wants you to be upright, walk in righteousness, and then achieve what God wants you to make. We have been called with a purpose. Everyone has a purpose in their life. For God has destined us. God has appointed us with responsibilities, with duties. For there are families that has been accustomed to us. There are friends who have been linked with us. So God has given us a community in which we have responsibility to be performed. So to be a responsible person, we cannot overlook the problems. We cannot overlook tears. We cannot be on the other side thinking nothing about what is happening in the current times. We cannot be less responsible to all the things that is happening around us. We have a greater responsibility to pray, to uphold, and to take the supplications with God and to intercede with Him. So when we become like the children of a scoffer, when we become like a children who had gone astray, who never thinks about what is happening around them, who never cares about what God is doing in this world, then probably this phase will have an extension towards the end. So the comfort phase that you are enjoying today, overlooking at your problems, overlooking at the sufferings of our people, then you will be undergoing the pain in your later days. So in your former days, you had been enjoying, you had been comfortable with, you had overlooked problems, overlooked sufferings, and have not corrected your ways, but you are still performing all the transgressions that you were doing, even though the Lord had sent servants, Lord had sent ministers and pastors to speak to you and change your life, but still you have overlooked, you have overheard the sermon, you have never listened to what God wants to speak to you, then your joy will be turned into sadness. Your joy will be diminished, and you will be undergoing pain and sorrow and agony. Hallelujah. So that's what Every action will have a consequence. When you are in the presence of God, have that fear in you. Tremble and fear before God. God had blessed you with a good life. That doesn't mean that you have to forget God. That doesn't mean that you will not have pain in your life. You have to skip the pain and you take only the fruit of happiness. No. God wants to lead you. God wants to teach you and make you equip so that you will be a blessing for somebody else. You will be able to lead people who are undergoing problems, who are undergoing sufferings in their life. But when you have chosen the path of happiness, when you've chosen the path only to be comfortable in life and not to look into somebody else's problem, when you have not thought about how to help or to reach out to people who are still in need of many things in their lives, who still need the gospel to be taught, who still needs the salvation that needs to be preached, then you will be suffering in your latter days. Your latter days will not be as peaceful as today, for you have not done what God wants you to do, for you are not responsible enough with your work, but you have overlooked the ways of the Lord. You had not been a responsible servant, a responsible minister as the Lord expected you to be, for you have not done what God had called you with. You have not kept your hands on the plow, but you have withdrawn from it and tried to go away from the path that God had destined for you. That means the purpose of God is still undone in your life. So God wants you to come back to Him. God wants you to cry out for all your shortcomings. God wants you to feel bad about yourself. He wants you to feel regret and remorseful. God wants you to feel that guilt in your heart that you had not done what God wants you to do. And He wants you to come back to Him. That's why the word of God is coming straight and direct to you. Always God keeps reminding us about the point of perfection that we have to attain. Through the book of Lamentations, the writer, he writes in such a way that the problems and sufferings are surrounded and he's been bound by chains. Jerusalem is bound by the fetters, and everything that happens in their lives at that point of era is just pain and intolerance. There's nothing to be called as a blessing that is happening in the life. The land has been cursed. The people are being accursed. The sound of joy and mirth has been taken away from them, and they have been captives. They're bound as captive, and they are still in an irreparable servitude. Hallelujah. So God wants to teach us a lesson. God wants us to be alert and change a life in which we are going through. God wants us to be responsible servants, responsible children who will have a responsibility and the burden of the city, who will feel pain for people, not just about the Christians, but also for those who are going through difficulties in their lives. The best thing what you can do is to pray for them, applaud them, uphold them with your prayers, with your supplications. Pray for them, care for them. If you can help them monetarily, do it. For the Lord wants you to be a source of blessing in others' life. When you start thinking, when you start feeling the pain that your friends, your neighbors, or even the strangers are going through, then you have the heart of God. You have Christ. The Spirit of Christ is within you. Then you have the Holy Spirit in you, because the Holy Spirit will instigate you to do good, to reach out to people who have been afflicted, That is the main purpose of God coming into this world. He wanted the sinners to be changed. He wanted to touch the sinners and to save them, so that the kingdom of God shall be established amidst of them. The purpose of God sending His only begotten Son into this world is that through Him the world should be saved and not perished. So you have the same responsibility and the burden. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord speak to you, and may His words give you the wisdom and understanding to walk in Him and to lead many to walk with Him. That the Lord will turn away curse and He will pronounce blessing upon your lives. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. Amen.